There are many things in life in which we can place our hope, but God desires us to place the fullness of our hope in Him, have an undivided heart, a pure reverence for Him. Pastor Tim challenges us today, blessed are the pure in heart.
Well, throughout our great land, as some would call it, and I believe it is great, in our homes, in our the TV that we watch, and on the billboards, and our schools, dad and moms, they're doing it also. They're wanting their kids look a certain way, appear under pressure to look a certain way, to maybe join the right club, to be seen in the right places. Attend certain other churches to be seen, maybe. See, America is indulging in a image, an image overload. The church and the Christian people are really no different. That's the sad part about it. We're really no different at times. That the church must be a certain way to attract people that not of God, and be a certain way to keep the saints. It's almost like we're trying to, by what we see and what we do and what we hear, that we have to be attractive to the lost, but we also have to be something to the ones that are here. It's really, if I look a certain way, I'm accepted. If I wear the right type of clothes, I don't know that's as big a deal as that used to be. I know back when I was in school, you know, you ever heard of parachute pants? Yeah. My dad wouldn't let me have any because we're too poor. It hurt me that I couldn't buy it. It really did. It scarred me. Or have the right job or the right politics. You see, it's all about that word I can hardly say, image. It's all about image. And an oppression of something, that's what image is. Whether the church for decades have tried it a certain way, is that if you stand against something for so long, we look Christian. If you wear your hair a certain way, we look Christian. Those are things that we had to try. We had to try for decades to look a certain way. If we look a certain way, then therefore we must be people of God. That we are followers of Jesus Christ. Is that we put labels on the things and say, if I wear a suit or I don't wear a suit, if I wear a suit, I'm holy. If I don't wear a suit, I'm not so holy. And those type things. And there's nothing wrong with any of those type things. It's just what we have made them to be in our Christian world. There's nothing wrong with wearing a suit. There's nothing wrong with me just wearing a regular shirt. But it's what we have made things to look, and how we have put so much power in these type things. If we wear our hair a certain way or we look a certain way, then we have to be right with God. We have to be a Christian. Sometimes we as Christians, we're so concerned on how we look that we have lost our way. I'll say it again. We come to a place that we stand against something for so long. We must be right with God. We must be a Christian. We lose our way with these things. And praise God, here's Jesus into the picture, into the story, that says, let me show you a better way. We've been talking about the Beatitudes. I want to be a blessed. Don't you want to be a blessed? I want to be a blessed. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Matthew 5, verse 8. I hope you have God's Word with you today. I hope you bring it. I know it's on the screen, but I hope you have it in your with you today. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Have you had anyone ever say to you, I want you to really listen to me, that this is from my heart? Have you ever had that? Amen? About two or three of you? Have you ever had anyone say, listen, this is really coming from my heart, and that I need your attention? I have made a decision, or there's something from deep inside of me that I must share with you, or I must do. God's word says this: from our heart we speak. Listen to me. From our heart we speak. That's God's word leading us, saying from our heart we say things. We speak. From the abundance of our heart we begin to speak. A Greek word here for a pure, the pure in heart. It just really, in a simple term, means that we are a clean. It's basically a word that it says if I have dirty clothes, I wash them in a bleach. Nice and white, nice and clean. Or it could be if I had a bunch of wheat, I have to clean that wheat and get all the stuff out of it to make it pure. I want to be pure in heart. I want to be blessed of the pure in heart. It's almost like taking a metal, a precious metal, and putting it in a fire and getting and making it something beautiful. Pure in heart. John Piper says this. I listened to him this week. He says that the heart is what you are in the secrecy of your thoughts and your feelings when no one knows but God. That no one knows but God. It's that moment that your heart is what you are in the secrecy of your thoughts and your feelings when no one knows but God. It's when you are all alone and no one else is around. When no one else is around. What you see, what you do, what you think, what you say, that's your heart. Jesus said to the scribes and the Pharisees, he said these words over in Matthew 25, says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you have to clean the outside of the cup and of the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Wow, self-indulgence. That's a word that I think would apply to America, would you say? Self-indulgence. You, a blind Pharisee, first I clean the inside of the cup so that the outside also may become clean. He also says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you, there's the word again, hypocrites, for you are the whitewashed tombs, which on the outside look beautiful, but inside they are full of the bones of the dead and of all kinds of filth. So you also, on the outside, look righteous to others, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. You're thinking, these are harsh scriptures. You know, Jesus only seemingly spoke harsh to the scribes and the Pharisees. You ever seen that in God's Word? When it came to somebody that did not know Him, He was all gentle and kind. And even when He talked to the scribes and the Pharisees, He did it out of such love. And out of a passion for them, He wanted them to see their right way. See, Jesus is concerned with our heart. He is. He is concerned with our heart. If I'm going to be a blessed, how that Christ-like of the joy and happiness, I've got to have a heart that is not all mixed up. An unmixed heart. I cannot have a heart that's going so many different ways. It is not a joyful, happy thing when your heart is torn to so many different directions. And I could maybe ask us today as Christian people, are you pure in heart? I told the men's class, today is a very difficult thing to preach. Blessed the pure in heart, for they will see God. These scriptures I've been preaching on, God has really convicted my own heart. He's convicted my own heart in many different ways. But it's just pure in heart. It's when our motives are entirely unmixed for that person to see God. It's our motives. That's something down to deep inside of us. See, Jesus is concerned about a heart. A mixed up heart will soon be exposed. As Christians, we might duck and hide with our lofty words, our great worship, our great prayers, and all those are great and good. Don't get me wrong. But if it doesn't come from our heart, we will be exposed. Sooner or later. If we not have a pureness of heart, it will find a way out in some way, in some form. It will find its way out. It's when our motives are entirely unmixed. From the heart we speak. You know, I've heard throughout my years as a Christian, things that come out of our lips, and I hear people say, I've been there before. I've said some things, I go, ooh, why did I say that? Lord, I want to have a pure heart. Where did that come from? How did I say that? I don't know where that came from. I've been there? Mm-hmm. Everybody's done. I hear a rumble in the crowd. Just a rumble and one amen. At least somebody's honest. I'm kidding. I just heard the rumble in the crowd, which means, I hear things as, you know, I can't stand that person. I even hate that person. We say such things, and we say it with such, with such power sometimes. No, we say things, you know, that, and we do things that we just, sometimes I hear, or you say things about this. Did you hear about her? Did you hear about him? Can you believe it? This is from a heart that's supposed to be pure. God says this is not something we just arrive to. Jesus is saying this is something that we are. The Beatitudes are something that we are as a church body, as individuals, that we should be pure in heart. And I can understand from time to time we have those moments of that whatever. Where did that come from? But when it's a constant thing that we have flowing out of our life, how can we stand and how can we really sing? I discovered a David Wilkerson. You know who that is? He started teaching at the challenge. And I've been listening to his sermons and stuff. After he gets through preaching, but Dave, I just want to just bow down and just cry holy and say, Lord, I'm undone. But it's that we have come to a place that in our Christian walk, maybe, that we lose sight of who God wants us to be. Is that I believe in that moment of salvation, that very first moment of salvation, when the Lord comes into our life, that we have a pure heart, that a purity of heart. I do. I believe that. And as He sanctifies us, and as He continues to work in our life, is that He's drawing out the stuff that makes us pure. But the problem is, a lot of times we stay at that moment that we do not mature in the Lord. You know, I can preach about many things. I've had people say, Tim, why don't you preach about this? Why don't you preach about that? You know what is interesting is I can preach about a certain something. I can preach against someone living together, and which is wrong in God's eyes. And people shout amen. But in the next breath, I can preach against a racist heart. And the person that said amen to that won't say amen to the racist heart. So I can stand up here and I preach against this sin, and out of this sin. But reality is that we all have a place that God is dealing with us. Amen. And that if we cannot honestly say that we are pure in heart, then Lord help us. Lord help us. And I began to really think about this and really pray about this. I said, Lord, where am I? as a pastor. What comes out of my heart? Which we can see a little bit. What's happening in my heart? If I want to have this Christ-like joy, it says I must be pure in heart. I need to be pure in heart. Because I want to see God one day. So here's the thing. Like I said right at the beginning of things. You know, is that we often, and pastors are the worst, is we will just skip in a little bit within our church body, and people ask, "You all right?" Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, folks, I can look at you and go, "Yeah, great." Somebody asked me today, "How you doing today?" I said, "I'm dandy." And that's from my heart. I really am. But you know, we've gotten to the place that it was taught for so long. If we don't do this, we don't do that, we don't do this, we look this way, we wear this, we're involved in this, then all of a sudden we are impure. When the Lord says you got it all backwards, when the Lord says, "I must purify your heart, and in turn, I will clean the outside of it. In turn, I will begin to clean up your life." I think, I can't remember who told me, I think it was, but Michael Smith told me this, and I've heard it before, and I've shared it with my small group. Just the purity of this individual. This guy got right with the Lord, and he got saved. I mean, he was just a heathen of heathens, you know, and his language was just filthy. He got right with the Lord, and he got right with the Lord. It felt so good to him. He said, "That's the best blanky blank 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 thing I ever happened to me." You know, and suddenly we say, "Well, how dare him? Oh, he just got right with the Lord." I cut him some slack a little bit. But then we as Christians come alongside and says, "I want to show you the way." In that moment, in his purity, Billy Dixon, y'all continue to pray for him. I've said this before, you know, when he got right to the Lord, he knew really not anything about Christianity, about the Lord, about anything. And I would watch him watch his wife, Susie, would raise her hand. And I would watch Billy, he would look at her and go, just raise his hand. Just that purity of heart. I know, hey, something has changed. Something has happened inside me. Something is new. Something is new. Billy is not well. But when I talk to him or when I visit him, I always leave with a better faith when I leave him than I arrived. Jesus desires for us to be pure in heart. He moves on the inside, then all of a sudden the outside begins to change as we begin to mature in the Lord. We begin to change. It's that our motives are not all mixed up, but our motives are the same. Is to worship the Lord and to live a life that He's called us to live. But as Christians, you heard me say this before, and I'll just dive into it just for a moment. I believe, you know, we often believe we have fought fights and even wars if we can just pass the right laws. Then boom, we have a morality in the United States of America. Has it worked yet? It hasn't worked yet. And I'll bring this up. And because it fits in what I want to say. I remember when the Supreme Court was going to vote on if gay marriage was going to be allowed in the United States of America. I listened and I watched on social media. And I listened to different ones, Christians. And say, if this happens, that God's judgment is going to fall on the United States of America. If they allow this to happen. Now, I believe that the gay marriage is a sin. I believe it's wrong. But I heard these things. Once again, this is something looking on the outside. Is we look at something, a Supreme Court of the justices, and says, if they do this, then this is going to happen to America. No. And I said for a moment to myself, I said, why is it always someone else's sin that God's going to make judgment on? Why is it always saying, we tell if this crowd over here, if they get their way, God's judgment's going to come? What about your sin? What about my sin? You know? And so it's an outside thing. But there's nothing on the inside. We're not looking on at a deep within the heart. And the time come and they announced it. And they voted it in. And I said to myself, after 2 months of that, did anything change? Let me put it this way. If they had voted it down, do you think we would have been more immoral? Why? Because it's not about external laws that some supreme justices, I don't know where they are with the Lord, if they are right with the Lord or if they're not. It doesn't dictate. I praise God that Jesus dictates. Amen. I'm thankful it's the purity of the heart, not some abstract law over here that's going to tell me, oh no, God's judgment's coming. And here's the truth of the matter that I wrote in my notes and I wrote to myself. I said, here's the thing. We get up in arms about this, but did our heart break for our lost brother and sister before this even came to the Supreme Court? Did we go through our prayer closet and cry out to God and say, Lord, use me in the lives of people that are lost and undone? No. Most of us didn't. Did I? I'm being honest with you. No. I didn't. But all of a sudden, we get up in arms about something that's on the outside that is not going to affect the heart at all. Just because they pass a law doesn't mean that it's going to affect my heart. What affects my heart is one of two things. We're going to let Jesus Christ do a work, or I'm still going to be the God of my heart. I'm going to be the other God of my heart. I believe, and this is where the Lord really dealt with me, if I'm going to be pure in heart, I've got to lock myself in a prayer closet and cry out to Him. That's purity. And as He moves on the inside of me, it moves on the outside of me. You know, we often have this saying is, we don't look at sin, but we just look at a person's heart. You know what? I also look at sin. And Lord, because I want it to move me, because I see what it's doing to people's lives. What it's doing to people's lives. And Lord, if I'm going to be pure in heart, if I'm going to have Christ-like joy, pure in heart, God, if I want to see You one day, I gotta stop this thing. I gotta look or some way in this image. I gotta get down in the horns of the altar, as the old timers used to say. I remember my dad used to say, you gotta get a hold of the horns of the altar. Let's approach people. Let's develop relationships with people. And love their heart, not their actions. And not their actions. Jesus is our example. He's our example again. To the scribes and the Pharisees and to us that know Him, He says, careful. Don't think it's all about this out here and doing the right things, doing this and doing that and doing the right things. And all that's well and good, and you will. But let me change your heart. You know what happens, I think, to a lot of us Christians? Is we stop allowing the Lord to change our heart. Jesus is concerned about our heart. Because out of our heart we speak. Out of our heart we say things. Out of our heart we act a certain way. out of our heart, we will choose to judge or not to judge. Out of our heart, we will choose to listen to Jesus. Out of our heart, we'll choose to reject. When we hear truth that hits our heart, we have a choice to make. Am I going to receive that truth? Am I going to take that truth down deep in my heart? And I'm going to allow it to change me into what God wants me to be. I'll tell you today, the Lord really has convicted my heart. He said, I bless are the pure in heart, for they will see God. They will see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. My question for us all today is, are we at that pure in heart? Or do we just look out for the external things? Hopefully to make us holy, to make us righteous. It's only through Jesus Christ we're righteous and holy. The psalmist said this way, Lord, create me a clean heart. Lord, create me a clean heart. I have desire to live pure. Let me just say this again. I'm going to close. If you find yourselves, now when I walk down on the second step, this is important, right? When I get way down on it, it's really important. Can we as Freedom Church, so I'm speaking to today and all the ones watching online, can we just say to ourselves, Lord, create me a clean heart. You know, it's one of those things, and I read one author and he said, when we do things for Jesus, and I'm a believer in this. I know everyone likes to have a thank you. Everyone likes to be patted on the back. But he says, but in the kingdom, just being the feet and hands of Jesus would be enough. Because that comes from a pure heart. But if you're always looking for someone to say thank you, then you need to check your heart. Then you need to check your heart. You understand today. I'll say it again as I said last week. Lord, help us to see what you see. Help us to hear what you hear. Help us to feel what you feel. The only way you're going to be able to do that is with your heart. When you stand. All my hope is in Jesus.
Stated plainly, our heart's desire is to stand before our Creator and see Him, to see God. The precious promise in the scripture we study today is that when we have a pure heart, when our heart is purely His, the wholeness of who we are is His, we will do that very thing because of His grace and His mercy that sustains us. God bless you with a great week. Thank you for joining us.